The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. This is a Monday. We are recording on a Monday, and that means that Thursday's going to be good, but today is, well, it's up to question.
Yes, because we record on a Monday. It's very good to do.
Somebody had their coffee this
morning. I did. I had coffee. I brought coffee, but the weirdest thing is it's decaf coffee.
But it's not working.
It is. I'm wired. I don't know why I'm, you know, some mornings I'm wired, and then some mornings I don't even want to get out of bed.
You're happy.
You know? Yeah. Good morning, everyone. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30. Get your coffee, get your tea, get your muffin, get your donut, get your yogurt. 89.7 FM WTBR.
Get your sanity.
And our Lee station is
WSBR from Lee.
And we love it.
81.
And we are getting all kinds of emails. And, you know, I even got a phone call from someone who wanted to ask a question. And that was really cool. And
did you give her an answer?
No, I said, hey, listen to the show. No, I'm kidding. I didn't get a call.
heart went pitter-patter.
I know it did. I could see it. Your face got red. You're all excited and everything. But we do get emails, and we thank you so much. We thank you for your listening. And I just would like to say that if you've been following the news, public TV, public radio has been threatened. And we just want to say that not this station.
Right. No, we're safe.
We are funded by listeners, what Bob does, and I think
marketing
Spectrum.
Spectrum as well.
Yes. So we're safe. So we're good. So when
we have
our fundraiser, just know that it's all money that is from the community and from Spectrum. And Bob does a great job with marketing.
He's fantastic.
And so we're.
And he's fun.
We're good.
So far.
We're not good, but we're good.
She's still talking.
Now, you know, we need to introduce our guest today that is no stranger to those of you out there.
Little strange.
Very strange. Yeah, she fits right in. Perfect, like a puzzle. Just hear that?
Yep.
Mary Hood.
I wish I had something I could go, yeah.
No.
Had we planned, which we never do, we would have had the applause on a phone.
I can't get to it.
That's okay.
But I can get to this.
All right.
Maybe.
3, 2, 1.
Hey.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This program is solely those of its host guests or callers and do not necessarily represent WTBR-FM or WSBR-FM, its management, producers, or sponsors.
Sponsors.
Well, it didn't come out as loud as I wanted it to.
You had an attitude. And
right, now calm down.
Would you like to hear the quote of the day?
I would love to.
Well, I got a good one here.
I'll bet.
Mm-hmm.
You going to tell us?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Now?
Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile. You've heard that.
Yeah.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Billy Sunday.
Who was that?
Billy Sunday was...
He was a preacher.
Okay.
I don't know his background, but I've heard of Billy Sunday. Yes, he held revivals, I think.
A long time ago.
But he was so right.
When the automobile was here, so it was definitely when we had automobiles that he was here. And it's not spelled Sunday like ice cream. It's Sunday.
Sunday.
I hadn't even thought of that.
I did. Man, summer.
I wish he went. Maybe he went on a Sunday.
Summer is dangerous because we have had days where Mark and I have had ice cream twice a day.
Oh, that's all.
Oh,
really? Beb, what's your favorite?
Chocolate.
What's your second favorite? If they don't have chocolate,
Peanut butter.
Ah.
But actually, what's even better is chocolate and peanut butter.
You're not kidding. That's my favorite ice cream right there. But it's got to have the chunks.
Yes.
It can't just have the hint of peanut butter. It has to have...
It's got the chunks.
Chunks.
Chunky peanut butter, you mean?
Ice cream with the big chunks of peanut butter in it.
Yes.
That's not chunky peanut butter.
No, it's chocolate.
Like big globs of peanut butter?
No, it would be... What's a chunk of peanut butter?
They're hard. They're hard chunks.
A hard chunk of peanut butter.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Oh,
what's your favorite?
Vanilla.
I could have guessed.
Now, no, it is. It is my favorite ice cream is vanilla.
If they don't have vanilla, what would you have to choose next?
Butterscotch.
Black licorice. But a lot of people don't have it, so I would go with coconut almond.
Wow. She goes from vanilla to black licorice and coconut almond. Doesn't that say something?
That's a lot in between.
Yeah, that's cool.
Maybe they should mix it all.
That's very cool.
That would be nice. No, I don't think so.
No,
keep it separate.
All right, do we have riddles today?
No, we do not.
What do we have?
Something special. It's entirely different. We have never done it before, but it's a trick, and I'm teaching you how to do it because I found it, and I think it's a lot of fun. And it has numbers.
Oh,
and I know you hate numbers.
I need a writing thing.
Right over there in the cup.
They both do. Yes,
you
do.
Wait a minute. Okay. No, I need paper.
Are you guys getting static?
A little.
It's weird. Okay.
Now, this is going to be where I want you to pick secretly, don't tell me, a number from 3 to 9. And now, write down next to that the next lowest and the next lowest numbers. So you'll have three numbers that follow each other.
All right?
Okay. Now reverse that number.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse what number?
The number you just came up with the three numbers.
Was I supposed to add them together?
No.
Well, how do you reverse?
If you picked 1, 2, 3, it'll be 3, 2, 1.
Oh. Okay. Well, I don't do numbers well.
I don't either.
And direction, so you have to explain it.
I don't either.
All right. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, now take the lower number, the one you just did, and subtract it from the first number.
Okay.
Two. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, add those two numbers together. If you have 1, 2, 3 as your number now, add 1, 2, 3 and 3, 2, 1.
Don't add the subtracted number. You said subtract.
And you reverse. Take the difference, you subtract.
Here's the first number. This is the second number reversed. Then we subtract, and that's the number we get up. And then we add these two together, and we get the original number.
No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
No, you don't add those two together. You add the two that you... If you subtract it, you came to 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm.
Take 1, 2, 3 mm-hmm. and add it to 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm. And I got the original number.
Well, okay. Then you, I don't think you did.
Oh.
Lynn, help me.
Help. Wait, help.
Maybe
wait.
This isn't going as well as I know.
You don't know who you're working with here. You don't know.
This is easy, really. It really is.
No, it is not for me.
Let's start from the very beginning.
Okay, pick a number.
Pick a number. Any number.
Any from 3 to 9.
Three to nine. Pick a number. Okay.
You got that?
Uh-huh. One digit.
One digit.
There's one digit.
One digit.
Yep.
You can even look at mine. You can cheat.
Now.
Oh, we can. Okay.
Well, we picked the same
this
number.
This is like being in school. We picked the same number.
Okay, all right. That's now you add the next two numbers that follow.
Oh, okay. So we have to do, we're going to do.
If you pick three, pick 2 and 1.
Yep. So it's this.
Okay.
Okay, we got it.
Oh, all right. See, I went like this.
Uh-huh.
Because
well,
she
you
said,
did it wrong.
Obviously.
Okay, now we have it.
Okay. You have it.
Yes.
Now, subtract the second number from the first.
Okay, so, oh.
The second, like the...
Okay, this right here.
After you reverse the number, subtract that number from the first number.
So you've got the first number, and then we reverse it. And then we subtract.
Oh.
So this is going to be that. And this will be this, and then subtract that. So that's going to be, oh my gosh,
wait
it's
a minute,
the same.
How did you get that?
It's the same.
Wait a minute.
I subtracted.
Right, you're right.
Look at that. It's the same one as I did the first time. Okay. All right. Now what?
Now you take the number that you ended up with being the subtraction.
Yes.
Okay.
Reverse that one.
Okay, reverse that one.
And add them together.
Okay.
And your answer should be 1,089.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
What?
And that happens with any number between 3 and 9?
Yep.
Wow.
That's insane because when we did it the first time, and I picked a totally different number.
Yeah.
When I was doing the math, I got as far as the 198, which comes out the same as the new number I picked.
Yep.
And I just didn't complete my first attempt.
Okay.
But it was going in the right direction.
Yeah, but you picked a number. The number.
Ignore it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
So do you understand now what I'm talking about?
I do.
That's amazing. And it's totally useless stuff. I mean,
does it always come out?
But it's a good trick. It's a good
trick.
It always comes out the same.
Always comes out the same.
To 1,098.
Oh,
that's
my
amazing.
So
gosh.
If you've got a friend you want to, you know.
Oh, yes. I want to do that to my husband.
I can't because I can't remember how to even explain it. So anyway, it was
fun.
Thank you very much.
We should do this at women's group at church. We'll just make all those women think that we are something else.
I will write it down for
you.
They know I'm something else.
Okay. That was fun. We don't have a riddle, though.
Huh?
We don't have a riddle?
No, I didn't get one today.
Oh, man. Okay.
I thought that was riddly enough.
That riddled me. See, now I want to try all different numbers now, but it comes out always the same.
Between 3 and 9.
That's just so cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we have to try all the numbers. I'm going to go home and try all the numbers too. And I will.
So
I know
papers.
That I will.
All right.
I'm many things. Okay.
Many things. The one thing that I wanted to share is my husband and I were talking about the word historic. And I was reading the word historic in something. And I said to him, oh, it says ahistoric. A historic memory, blah, 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 blah.
And
I said, an historic.
An historic.
And he said, I think it's either way. I said, no, and historic because the H is a soft vowel sound.
If you don't pronounce the H, it would be an. But if you pronounce the H, it would be a.
Give me an example.
Okay.
Ahistoric. An historic.
You're killing me.
Okay. Like you would say an herb.
An herb.
An herb. You don't pronounce the H.
I do.
You say herb.
A herb?
You say a herb?
An herb. Or an herb. An herb.
An herb.
An
right.
herb.
You say an herb.
Yeah. An herb. That's what I just said. An herb.
An
you don't
historic.
Say a herb.
A herb.
And historic.
Herbs are.
So it says here, use yeah. a before words that start with a consonant sound. Use and before words that start with a vowel sound. Then the word comes.
Wait a minute. Herb is a consonant sound. It's an R.
It's a soft. It's a soft. It's a soft.
Depends on
sound.
How you say it.
So then it says, however, which is not a word that I wanted to hear. If everyone else is listening, that would be good.
I think they turned us off.
However, the word historic presents a nuanced situation because its pronunciation can vary depending on dialect
yep.
and individual yes. speech patterns. So traditionally, the H in historic is pronounced with an audible consonant sound. Therefore, a historic is considered grammatically correct.
And where did you get that?
Oh, I got it on the internet somewhere.
See, I would say an historic.
But it says some English dialects that are from British accents may drop the H, which is what you're saying, and do an historic. But I say an historic.
Well, we're different, aren't we?
Yeah. So this says here, listen to this. This is cool. The use of an historic has been described as linguistic fossil, a remnant of older pronunciation habits.
Yep.
But I feel as though an historic sounds smoother.
Because you're used to it.
Like a apple. Do you say yeah. a apple?
An apple.
An apple.
An apple. Because
but it's a vowel. It's already
it's a vowel. You're right.
It's a vowel.
It is a vowel. So, this was...
This is going to confuse everybody out there. We really are a comedy show.
We're really kind
comic.
People.
We're really kind people. Ooh. We are kind people.
I have.
What?
The big book of answers.
Oh, man, I can't believe you carried that here. Did you need a crane?
The big book of... You have a lot
Look
of papers
the
in
papers.
There, too.
There's a lot of little things.
There's
I
a lot
think.
Of
Did
papers.
You know kind of things.
Look at all the tags on that. That's wonderful.
It took me a while.
I have another book of yours I have to return to you where you did that. The one about natural cures and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about it.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know where I am.
Why is it bad luck to walk under a ladder?
Oh, I don't even know.
Bad luck to walk under a ladder.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Take a guess.
Because it might fall on you?
Because somebody might drop the paint can on your head.
Well, that's a good idea. Or
I
a tool?
The superstition comes from the fact that many early cultures considered a triangle to be a sacred symbol of life. For Christians, a triangle represents the Holy Trinity. A ladder against the wall forms a triangle with the ground, and so to walk beneath it would be to disrupt a sanctified space and risk divine wrath.
Wow, are we glad that's not
gosh.
True? Would you
that's
walk under a ladder?
I have.
Did you freak out a little bit?
Nah.
Do you ever have a black cat run in front of your car?
Run up on your car?
Run over your car? Oh. Or you run over it with your car?
Yeah, I know people that have run
no,
over black
but
cats.
I've had a black cat that got run over.
Oh, yeah. That's the ultimate bad luck.
Yeah.
But anyway, condemned criminals were forced to walk under the gallows ladder. And the executioner always walked around it to prepare the noose.
Is that right?
Oh, my.
So now we have to watch a Western. And we have to watch
see if they follow that.
Yeah.
And then turn it off before the actual hanging. Yeah, because
we don't want to see that.
Even though you know it's a movie or something.
Yeah. Speaking of a movie, we went to see Superman, the new movie.
There's a new movie, Superman?
Yeah, so as I'm a Superman fan, not ridiculous, but I like the Superman movies.
Sure.
This was a waste of time.
Oh,
this thing was so AI. Everything was AI. So you watched it and you thought, this is just, you know, and it was a lot of smash 'em up, bash 'em up, crash 'em up. bang him up. He's dead. He's not. He's dead. He's not. Is he dead? He's not. Then there was a dog in it, but it was an AI dog. It wasn't a real dog. That was kind of cute. And then his mother and father that lived on the farm were there, too. And I liked that part. But the other parts were just stupid. It was too off the rail. It was very convoluted. The story just didn't flow. Even the love story between him and Lois did not flow.
Okay, who played Superman?
I don't even know his name, but he was cute. But
did he play in Superman in another movie?
No.
Oh, they
changed. And he was a real person. Yeah.
He was a real person. There were probably 8 real people. I mean, there's robots and
I don't.
Went up and down and all over and never really came to a real story with Superman.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. Don't waste your time. No. Don't waste your money.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
Now we can segue back to the
show. Yep. This is the show.
And it's your turn.
Well, I read chainsaws were first invented for childbirth.
What? Chainsaw? A chainsaw?
I'm afraid to ask.
I could have used one. No.
You're not going to believe this.
Read this.
They were developed in Scotland in the late 18th century to help aid the speed and speed up the process of widening the pubic cartilage.
No.
And the removal of any disease-laden bone during childbirth. Now, I got to ask you this. How many women have a diseased-laden bone when they have a child?
And how big was that chainsaw? I mean, that has to fit. I mean,
and why did they have to widen the cartilage? It sounds like somebody who's already in trouble before they got pregnant. Because women,
this is monstrous.
Oh, it is. The Native American Indians would just go out in the field, drop the baby, pick them up, and keep picking.
Yeah.
They did.
Chainsaw, you guys.
Yeah. Did this say where?
No. The title of this is 67 Random Fun Facts That Will Make You the Hit of Every Party.
Oh, well, that's fun. That's not fun. Yeah, no. I don't think that's very
The only
much
thing
fun.
I know about chainsaws is that during the Civil War, they used them for amputees because it was faster.
Oh, God.
So don't. This is going to give me nightmares.
Oh, my God.
It's going to make you look at a saw a different way.
I'm never going to look at one again.
No.
Well, guess what? We don't have to worry because none of us are going to have any babies anymore.
Well, that's true. Lord. I got that fixed.
Mm-hmm. Thank Lord.
All right. That's what I have.
Wow. Well, I can't top that. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh. Okay.
Oh. You want to learn how to fly a flag?
Why do we cross our fingers for good luck?
Okay.
And then you can do the flag.
She closed the book.
No, there it is. I found it. Well, the one that opened it. You went like that. I just saw the first thing that.
Cross your fingers.
Why do we cross our fingers for good luck?
I thought that you crossed your fingers when you were telling a lie. Remember, as a little kid, mom would say, "Did you eat the last cookie?" And you'd cross your fingers behind you to cancel out your lie.
Yeah, cancel out the lie.
But,
I don't know, though. Where did it come from?
Crossing our fingers for luck predates Christianity and originally involved two people. In the pagan ritual, a close friend placed his or her index finger over the index finger of the person making the wish in order to trap the wish in the center of a perfect cross.
That's a pinky swear.
Okay. Oh, that's a pinky swear.
With your pinky, that's a pinky swear.
Yeah, pinky swear.
That's a pinky swear.
Oh, but it makes a cross.
Yeah, and it makes a cross. So it's pinky swear is a promise.
Pinky swear is a promise.
A promise.
Good luck.
I don't think, no matter what we bring up today, something's going to
go awry.
Yes.
Yes.
That's something a nice way to put it.
Yeah, you need to cross your fingers then.
I better cross you.
She's crossing all of her fingers.
Well,
just how can you do? She can cross her pinky
you
finger.
You can cross
over her ring finger. She crossed her pinky finger over her ring finger.
As
now,
you did.
Listen, if no, I
no,
can't get it
how
over
can
there.
You do?
No, if you're driving, just do it with one hand.
I can't.
But if
do
you're
that,
home,
no.
Try to cross your pinky finger over. You're all the way over your ring finger. I can't.
I can't even get it.
Well, I'll be. Bev, you need to go on America's Got Talent.
I'm a little bit. Stop that. I'm a little double jointed.
What else can you do? What?
What are you doing now? Is all your fingers?
She is crossing every finger over each other all the way to the pinky. So her index finger went over her ring finger.
Gosh.
Her ring finger went over her.
Oh,
that hurts. And you're very double jointed. I'm going to sign you up for America's Got Talent. Going on a road trip. We'll go. We'll stay in a hotel.
How do you fold a flag?
How do you fold a flag?
Okay, this
is serious stuff.
Fly
yes.
a flag properly.
fly
because we were
flag.
Taught. We were taught at home how to fly a flag. Mm-hmm. And absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you don't have a flagpole, hang the flag vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Vertical. The star should be on the observer's left.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Avoid letting the flag touch the ground.
Right.
Because you'll have to burn it. Mm-hmm. Fly your flag at half staff, half mast at sea on these occasions. When the nation is in mourning, such as for the death of a government official, for remembrance, and from sunrise to noon on Memorial Day. Oh, I didn't know that. Sunrise to moon. To noon. From when flying the flag at half staff, first hoist it to the peak and then lower to the halfway position. To take the flag down, bring it to the top of the pole before lowering. Illuminate your flag at night. Custom dictates that you should display flags only from sunrise to sunset, unless they are properly lit during the hours of darkness. Fly the American flag above other flags, including state and city flags. If they all have to be at the same level, because you're hanging them vertically, put the American flag on the left. Always hoist the American flag first and lower it last. Check your flag's condition. Flags that are overly worn, torn, or faded should be properly disposed of. Contact your local American Legion post to find out if they have flag disposal ceremonies. Oh, I didn't know they have a ceremony for disposing a flag.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think we just threw ours in the dumpster. I'm teasing. Teasing.
Gosh.
I don't think we've ever flown. We've ever thrown a flag away. I don't think we ever have. But no.
You know, when
we were taught to, my mother taught us how to. My mother loved the American flag.
Most Americans.
And she made us,
yeah.
And She made two of us at a time stand in our living room, and we each had. He was at that end, and I was at that end, or my sister and I, or something. And she told us how to fold it. And she would threaten us, do not let it touch the floor. If it touched the floor, we have to burn it. I can't tell you how many times it probably did, but she didn't know. We crossed our
ladies and gentlemen.
We crossed our fingers. But no, she was very, very.
I think we have crossed over. Somewhere else.
I think.
It was just about the flag, that's all.
I remember when we had 9/11 happen and everybody had a flag on their car.
Everybody.
And it got to the point where some of those flags were looking pretty
raggedy.
And they needed to be replaced. I think people, you need to remember. It's not that we worship the flag, it's just symbolic.
It's symbolic.
Very symbolic. Allodoxophobia is the fear of other people's opinions.
Oh, I have that.
I think no, every I, human on the
every
earth
human
has that.
That.
Yeah,
they do.
Don't
it's
judge
rare,
me.
It's a rare social phobia characterized by an irrational and overwhelming fear
rare.
Of what other people think.
I think it's extremely common.
Very
I don't think
common.
It's very common. It's not rare at all.
Unless this is diagnosable and you need help, and that's what they're talking about. It's gone to the nth degree, and it's not just, you know, what we all experience.
Right,
it's,
right.
It's a,
if it makes you a hermit.
Yeah, that would be bad. You would need help.
Yeah.
Yeah. A fear of what other people think. I think a lot of people have that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anybody that doesn't.
No.
Yeah.
You just have to reel it in.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay. Time for a break.
It is time for a break. We'll be back shortly.
This is Pittsfield Here's Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying, anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
I think we're back. Here we are. We are back.
Yes, ma'am.
And we just had a break.
Ouch.
And we are here for the second half of our show with our guest, Mary Hood. Does that sound like applause? What,
that sounded more like a growl.
That was, I don't
it was
know
supposed
what
to be,
that was.
Isn't that supposed to be?
You should have background laughter. Remember
well,
they used
should.
To have background laughter on TV?
Yeah.
But I'm not fast enough with the phone.
Sometimes we don't deserve the laughter. So this is Lynn.
And Bev.
And it's the second half of our show called Stuff. And we're just talking about all kinds of things, all kinds of things today. We're just
that's just a plethora of things.
Yeah. Do you want to do your number thing again for those who may be?
This is for those of you who listened and said I'm going to do that, but I don't remember how she said to do that.
And I'm going to try it again with different numbers.
Me too.
Okay.
Here we go, everyone. Now you're prepared. You have a pen. If you're driving, sorry, you'll have to just try to remember it.
Okay.
All right.
Privately write down any 3-digit number with the largest digit first.
No, that's not
that's it. That's not what you said.
Well, it comes
the
out the
time.
Same thing. If you pick
it
a number,
does.
If you pick a
oh,
number
it does.
Between 3
it.
And 9. No,
no.
But if you pick between 3 and 9,
okay.
You put the biggest number first.
All right.
And
then go backwards.
The follow it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Then the largest, then the third.
Mm-hmm.
Then reverse that number.
Mm-hmm.
And subtract it from the first number.
Mm-hmm.
Take the difference and reverse that number.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Take the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the difference?
Yes, that's it. Don't you recognize that number?
And add it.
And add those two together.
That's insane.
And it comes up.
Oh, wait a minute. I added it wrong.
Wait a minute. Mine came out wrong this time.
17.
Mine came out wrong.
Well, though you did the math wrong because it comes out right.
Well, that's not unusual.
Let me see your paper. Let me see your paper. 198. No. 198 and 657. So it goes like this.
657?
No, sorry. I said it goes like that. You add those numbers together. You add those together. And you're going to get your first number. No, don't you even go here. Add those two numbers
these
together.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize.
We need to do a television show.
So we could put it on a
It still doesn't come out right.
You.
Yes, it did. Right here. You just got that number back.
But you said it was supposed to come
that number
into 1098.
No. This is exactly right. She got it right, everyone.
But I thought it was supposed to come out to 1,098.
No. This number right
1,089.
I mean, 1,089.
No. Why did ours come out to 776?
Because you did it wrong.
Oh, I did.
No, wait a minute. It's supposed to come out to 1,089.
Yes.
It didn't.
Well, no, because you don't do the...
It didn't. And
all right, all right.
Shh, we'll do that during the next break.
Just listen. For people at home... Privately write down any three-digit number with the largest digit first, then the second largest, then the third. For example, 765. Then ask them to reverse that number, which would be 567, and subtract it from the original 765. Take the difference, which would be 198, and then reverse that into 891.
Ooh.
And then add 891 to 198.
Yes.
And you'll end up 1089.
I'm never doing this again.
And it does work, and I did it, and I forgot to reverse the second time.
I'm not even going to bother with it, because I'll never need it for the rest of my life. I will never need that equation. I'm not doing it.
And that's all, folks. That's all she wrote.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, human teeth. Human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves. That's because teeth are coated in enamel, which is not a living tissue. Your teeth...
So we're robotic?
Your teeth are not a living tissue?
No, the enamel. The enamel is not a living tissue, so it can't recreate itself.
So what if we take the enamel off?
No, once you lose your enamel, you can't get it back.
I know, but I mean, why don't we just take the enamel off and...
Ouch.
I don't know. Is the enamel the skin of your teeth?
I think so.
Maybe that's...
It's like taking the skin off
I don't have
of
any
your,
skin left then. Okay. My teeth don't have skin.
They don't have any skin? No, you have no enamel?
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't know.
You have to. Yeah,
I don't know. If you chew ice cubes, I heard that takes away the enamel.
Well,
you
probably still have enamel on the sides because you're...
Ladies.
I don't know.
ladies. Why is lightning three on a match considered bad luck? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Lightning three on a match.
Lighting.
Oh, lighting three. What? Lighting three what?
Lighting three cigarettes in a row with one match was common practice among smokers until the advent of lighters and was especially practical to outdoorsmen or soldiers who needed to ration their matches. Three on a match became bad luck during the Boer War, 1899-1902, when Commonwealth soldiers discovered the hard way that an enemy sniper would train his sights on a match when it was struck and then focus and fire by the time the third man lit a cigarette.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
I never heard that.
It's just amazing the things you find out.
I know.
I wonder.
See, I've heard that before, but I didn't know the reason behind it, and now we do.
So don't light three on a match. Well, let's just put it this way.
Don't smoke.
Don't light one.
Don't smoke.
Don't smoke.
Yeah. Maybe
don't
those
smoke.
Who didn't smoke were safer. Well, they were. Do you know that it's illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland?
I've heard that.
It's considered animal abuse because they're
to
social
own just
beings.
One? Oh, because you need two.
They get lonely.
The same with ferrets. I mean, it's not illegal, but yes, one ferret can die.
without another one. It can. Yeah. I know because my son had ferrets. Yeah,
what about birds?
I don't know about... No, I don't think it's the same with birds. I don't think so.
What?
But I'm not sure.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
What?
What you got?
She's got stuff.
I don't know.
She's got a whole list of stuff.
Okay, let's see. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, this is interesting. Candles were once eaten in famines. They used to be mainly created from beef fat or beeswax, and so they were often stolen in famines for food. Yeah.
Would you melt it down and toss some linguine in it with some garlic and anchovy? Or would you just take a big honk and bite out
of it? Honey, if you've got anchovies...
You could light three of them.
You're not
starving. You could light them, three, on one match, and you could... I don't know.
Have you ever eaten a candle?
Of course not.
But beeswax is... You eat beeswax. That's like the honeycomb, isn't it? Uh-huh. It's like the beeswax.
Yeah. So it would be
edible. And you can eat that.
I'm going to look up what makes the honeycomb.
You
and
know.
And then you're going to be...
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And no. I know a lot about honeycomb.
I've seen
honeycomb candles. It's great.
In gift shops.
Yes.
And all.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Like when I've traveled. Yeah.
So you can eat them.
I don't think I would.
No, I'd chew on it a little bit, like gum,
spit
or something.
It out.
Yeah.
Remember the little bottles when we were little?
Oh,
they were little wax Coca-Cola or soda bottle, some kind of soda bottle, and it had about 6 drops of whatever sweetened liquid they could fit in it.
Right.
And you'd bite off the top and suck the couple of drops out and then chew the wax.
Yep, because it still tasted the same.
It tasted the same.
And then we'd spit it out.
Yeah.
But I wonder...
I'll bet you not everybody does.
Spit it out?
Remember the you know, the candy lips and the...
Yeah.
And you could eat them.
You chewed them. I never swallowed them.
No, you didn't swallow them.
You just chewed them up.
We used to wear them and, you know, you had all those.
They were fun.
They were fun.
This is penny candy we're talking about, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
We would go to a candy store with pennies and come out with a bag full...
A bag full of candy.
Of candy. Sometimes it was 2 for a penny.
Yep.
You remember going to the store?
I remember those days.
Okay, let's talk about something else, because that's really hard. Because now they cost $1.40
at least
for one piece of candy.
That's some crow. Yeah.
It's sad because the penny candy store was fun. I went to one that had an adult door to go in, and then a little tiny door for kids.
Oh my God!
And you
what if you were a teenager? You wouldn't get in.
Oh, here's something. The letter E is the most popular letter in the alphabet.
Yep.
And Z is the least popular.
Z is the
Z.
Least.
It's the least popular. I wonder why.
Well, I think I'm going to start using it.
Use the Z. Let's use the Z.
Every word you have to say, you must start with the letter Z.
Z.
I think. Your
crazy. I knew you were going to say that. Zany.
It's amazing how many words do start with the letter Z or have the Z in them.
Yeah, there are
amazing.
A lot of them.
And you wouldn't
the amazing use, has it. Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
But there's words that we never use that begin with a Z, sometimes 3-letter words.
Zed. Zed.
Zip.
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 Za. I use that in Scrabble. Za.
Za. Z-A.
Z-A. Z-A. I don't even know what it is.
No,
but
C-Z-A-R?
Z-A.
No, just Z-A. It is a Scrabble word, so it is an official word.
Z-A.
I don't know what it means.
I don't know about that.
Q-I. I don't even know what that means. But
oh, Q-I-S. Q-I-S.
Q-I-F is a word?
S.
But it's a
as
French language, isn't it?
S. Pardon me?
Isn't it French?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It was in the Scrabble dictionary.
If you're
so
listening to
it.
This program, call your doctor immediately.
If you can get an appointment, you can go and talk to him.
That's doctor. Why our faces are not shown on this show.
That's we true. Don't, no, we, why is it bad luck to open an umbrella indoors?
I don't know.
I used to know.
I've done it before. Have you?
Oh, sure.
I don't know. Maybe.
The umbrella is an ancient African innovation and was intended as a portable shade against the sun.
Okay.
After entering Europe through Spain in the 12th century, it became more valuable as protection from the rain. The superstition of bad luck, if opened indoors, came from the African belief that to open an umbrella in the shade was an insult to the sun god and would cause him to bring down his wrath on the offender.
Oh,
so you can open one if you've got enough room.
If you have enough room, yeah.
To open one.
But you're
in
still
your house.
Don't open one in your car. It's not.
that can be bad.
I have stories.
Bev and I have umbrellas. She actually got hers first, and I saw it, and I ordered one. When you pull it, you can sit in your car and have it outside your car and close it, and
the
it
inside
closes
out.
Within itself.
I have one of them. Oh, they're wonderful.
Isn't that great?
They're wonderful.
They you don't bring water in. You don't
bring
get
water
wet.
In. Yeah.
Nope.
That's really brilliant. And you can stand it up.
Put it out the window and go,
shoo. Yes.
Yeah,
it's
no,
a
it's
great. Umbrella.
I have one.
Is it called an inside out umbrella?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay. Ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine for good luck, which is why they call it
the toast.
Raise a toast.
Raise a toast.
Oh. Well, all
how about
right.
that?
Okay.
Toast in your wine.
Toast in wine.
And I wonder why they thought it was.
Well, I don't have that part, but it's interesting to read these things. It's, yeah, interesting to read this stuff. Oh, I wanted to share this one thing about, I'm not going to share all the stuff about it, but on the website, Taste of Home, if you go to tasteofhome.com, look up 19 fun food ideas, especially if you have a family, if you have kids. There's all these really cute ideas that you can do. And there's all these pictures that I obviously can't show you.
Was that the magazine Taste of Home?
Yes.
I used to get
and
it every month. I had a whole bunch of them.
Really easy to do and really clever and perfect for kids. And Bev, we've lost Bev. I just thought it was really cute. I thought it was so cute.
But you gotta tell us what they are.
Well, one of these is a chicken you can make with crackers and cheese, and another one is, they're just really cute. Just trust me. Like just
as you're scrolling,
really,
and you get to
really
see all the pictures.
So cute. They're good. So, oh, did you mute me? They're just cute. Just go there and look at them. They're really, really cute.
I have some Taste of Home magazines at home if anybody wants them.
Yeah.
Get them out of my house.
They're just really cute.
Okay. What is also cute?
I'm going to give them to you, Lynn. I'm going to give them to you.
What is also cute is the origins of the merry-go-round.
Oh, I just went on the merry-go-round.
I love merry-go-round
in Pittsfield.
Carousel. And we missed it. I missed it. I'm sorry.
You can still go.
No, we were. My son and I were supposed to go the very first day, the free day, and we had it all planned, and then life happened, and it didn't happen, and I missed it.
Well, you
I
know,
love carousels.
You
I
can
love.
Go again. They have a lot of free days.
Oh. Do they have free days?
We just went. It was a free day because they did a fundraiser for some art person.
Oh. They talk about them. There's a couple
lots
of them.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
So yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Will you call
you
me
have
the
to
next
go
time?
Love Pittsfield.
Free day. Huh?
Look on Love Pittsfield.
Love Pittsfield?
Yep.
.com or something?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
They have a list.
And remember, that carousel was all made here They had people carving.
Yes.
Her husband, Myron, is a wood carver. He was going to try to carve.
He was asked to carve one.
He didn't get to go. It's a long distance to drive.
Yeah, and, long story.
But everything was done here at the mall and in Dalton. All the carving of all the horses, all the painting, all the paintings around the carousel.
I would walk through the mall just to look at them.
I know. Did you do it?
No.
Oh,
we went the first time
too.
When it first went up. My son and I went on the, and it was free, and it was, mm-hmm. and we went, and it, we had a ball. It was, I love it.
And they've landscaped all
Speaking
around.
Speaking of merry-go-rounds.
Really cool. Yes.
What were you going to say, Bev?
Yes.
When medieval noblemen were looking for a sport to replace their brutal jousting tournaments, they turned to a training exercise of catching rings with their lances from horseback, known in Spanish as Carousela, meaning little war. Carousela gave us carousel. In time, live horses were replaced with hanging, revolving seats, which in turn gave way to painted wooden horses, and that became the merry-go-round.
Love it.
Wow. That's so cool.
Did you ever grab a ring? I don't remember ever having a ring on a merry-go-round that you reach out and try to grab the ring.
Oh, sure.
You did?
What do you mean? To hold on to it, you mean?
No,
there's
rings that would hang, evidently, and you could grab a ring, right?
Why?
I think it was just being the person who gets the ring.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't know, because there wasn't ever one on a merry-go-round that I was ever on, but I remember the ring. I think I saw it in movies where the kids would try to get the ring. It was no prize or anything. Back in the day, you didn't have to get a trophy or a prize.
Right.
You just got the ring. Do you know that you can plant your bananas?
You can plant your bananas. You stopped.
And it get bananas?
It says... Oh, okay. The picture shows somebody actually planting bananas in a row in a garden. So it threw me. But what they're saying is...
You're not going to grow bananas.
The peels, if you bury them in the soil, are full of potassium, calcium,
that's true.
Magnesium. And
it helps the garden. It helps the soil.
And you know what, you gardeners out there? They repel aphids and snails from your garden.
And slugs? And
I
probably,
wish.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I saw a slug today on my porch. It was a slug, but it was long.
I dated one.
And I asked, this is a family show. And I asked my husband, and I said, I've never seen such a long slug. He says, well, they do stretch out. And he said, just kill it. I said, I'm not going to kill it. I will not kill it.
Sprinkle some salt on it.
I can't, but I have to move it because it's below my hummingbird feeder, and I said, because I have to change the hummingbird water and I don't want to step on it. So what I did was I just took a towel and I just kind of patted it to roll it over, and it did. It curled right up, and I just kind of swished it off into the yard. I didn't kill it. I said, you go somewhere else. Please stop heading for my hostas. I know it was heading for the hostas.
We're muted.
Well, it was headed for the hall.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.